He builds something new for his garden every day. From plant pots with family members' faces painted on them, probably to remind him of what they look like, to his piece de resistance. An enormous Japanese fish pond, made up from a jacuzzi he inherited from one of his mates, whose wife had fallen behind on its repairs, for whom Billy organised for it to go walkies in the night. He dressed the pond with lanterns and a waving cat he procured from a Chinese chip shop that had gone into liquidation after one of those unfounded rats in the curry sauce scandals. Meanwhile, hanging above this little bit of Japanese watery heaven was a gold-painted wooden fish with Chinese writing on it. He copied the writing off a takeaway menu. He said he knew it wasn't Japanese, but it looked authentic. Only years later did he find out that he'd painted the words "Special Offer, Sweet and Sour Crispy Duck." No one noticed though. People are in general ignorant to language.